CBS News. The South is taking a pounding from the weather. Good morning. This is Dallas Townsend reporting on the CBS Radio Network. 4 inches of snow in Tennessee, 7 inches in Arkansas, one of the worst storms in decades in Mississippi, and that's just for starters. Severe damage already has been reported in the Florida citrus groves, as much as $500 million damage, according to an unofficial estimate. And CBS News reporter Wyatt Andrews in Miami tells us that other crops have also been affected.
Florida has supplies this time of year much of the nation's fresh produce, especially in celery, lettuce, and tomatoes. All of those crops were severely damaged, especially the tomato crops. And farmers are saying that while they used to get, in prior weeks, and as a matter of fact, the week just passed, $5 for every 20 pounds of tomatoes they produce, the price is now likely to go to $12 or more per 20 pounds, which is a doubling of the price of tomatoes plus. So in two areas, both citrus and in fresh vegetables, the freeze damage was extensive. As far as the citrus is concerned, that damage was extensive, but still might not be as bad as everyone makes it out to be, although there is little doubt orange juice prices will go up probably by the end of the week.
That was Wyatt Andrews in Miami. A new snowstorm is now heading into the Northeast. It's already snowing in Washington. New York City expects 2 to 4 inches and possibly 6 to 10. Now this message.
If you had one wish that could be granted as you grow older, what would it be? To sharpen your memory, have less trouble sleeping, a more satisfying sex life? Then you'll be glad to know that scientific progress in these and other areas is already bringing renewed happiness to some older people. And now these sometimes controversial but often hopeful findings are described in a 45-page report, yours free, as a new subscriber to Prevention, the nation's largest health magazine. This free report, called 10 Ways to Grow Healthier as You Grow Older, tells about several methods to help you fall asleep faster, about the simple substance doctors believe may improve memory, about the mineral that may add life to your sex life, and more. For your free report, try 12 monthly issues of Prevention, only $10.97. If it's not for you, cancel. Pay nothing and keep the first issue. Keep the special report, too. Send no money now. Just phone toll-free 1-800-331-1000. For Prevention and your free report, call 1-800-331-1000.
UAW negotiators resumed contract talks today with General Motors and Ford. Yesterday, General Motors and the union agreed that any wage and benefit concessions by the auto workers will be linked with lower prices for new cars. And that brought a comment from union president Douglas Fraser.
There are no concessions to GM. The GM benefits from this by the sale of more cars and whatever that generates. We have no objection to that because the more sales there are, the more people, well, there's two factors. The fewer people are going to get laid off in the future, and the more people will be called back to work who are not laid off. Because I believe without doing anything, there are going to be additional layoffs.
Fraser said no wage cuts will be involved in the plan, and General Motors Chairman Roger Smith said any concessions made by the union will be matched dollar for dollar by car price cuts, retroactive to last midnight. Ford will consider the union proposal today. French President François Mitterrand and West German Chancellor Helmut Schmidt hold a brief summit conference late today in Paris to discuss the Polish situation. They'll meet after each presides over a cabinet meeting in his own capital. Mitterrand has received what he calls an interesting message from Poland's Prime Minister Jaruzelski, contents not made public. Secretary of State Alexander Haig, newly arrived from talks on the Polish problem in Brussels, met with Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak today in Cairo. Haig has brought some new ideas on how to get the stalled negotiations on Palestinian autonomy going again. An American delegation led by Assistant Secretary of State John Holdridge met today in Peking with Chinese Vice Premier Ji Pengfei. Holdridge is trying to soothe China's ruffled feelings over Washington's plans to sell jet aircraft to Taiwan. More news in a moment.
There's a lot of talk these days about a smoker's tooth polish called Topol, and from what we hear, it really works. Take trucker Chuck Gizzy.
My teeth got brighter.
What do you mean, Chuck?
I've tried everything there is. I don't like to have my teeth yellow. But I have tried other products, and nothing seemed to work. But this is the first time I could say that this stuff works, and I like it.
And here's what Miss Deborah Hull, a former model, has to say.
After using Topol in just a few weeks, my teeth started to get bright again. Yeah. The tobacco stains and the yellowing were starting to disappear.
Do you think other people should try Topol?
If you want your smile to be brighter, within a matter of I would say maximum 8 weeks. You'll see a dramatic change in your teeth. You will. I'm serious.
Topol, the smoker's tooth polish. When you hear the way it's working for people, you can understand why it's America's number one tooth polish sold expressly for smokers. Available now in regular and fluoride, 3 ounce and 7 ounce economy size, at drug counters or your favorite supermarket. Use only as directed.
Algerian military units have been ordered to search the Sahara Desert for British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher's 28-year-old son, Mark. Troops, trucks, and planes have been placed on the alert. Mark Thatcher and two teammates were last seen Friday on a desolate stretch of the 10,000-mile, 20-day road rally from Paris to Dakar. A spokesman for Mrs. Thatcher says she's naturally concerned, but he's a grown-up lad now and can take care of himself. Dallas Townsend, CBS News.
CBS News. Winter bears down hard on the south and the east. Good morning, I'm Charles Osgood reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The storm that gathered in Texas is on the move, as forecaster Hugh Crowther tells us.
There's still quite a bit of freezing rain and sleet and snow activity over much of the eastern third of the nation. There's winter storm warnings out from northern Louisiana up to northern Georgia, and also a winter storm warning out for central Indiana for heavy snow. And in addition to this, traveler's advisories over much of the rest of the eastern third of the nation. And as the storm gradually moves to the northeast, winter storm watches have been posted ahead of it across northeastern New York State and much of New England.
A snowfall stunned Atlanta yesterday, trapping people in town. At one hotel, the Sheraton Century Center, assistant manager Jerry Walters says guests are doubling and tripling up.
Everybody that have had problems, you know, with being 6 hours on the road trying to get here from the airport, everyone is seemingly in a good mood. It's, you know, almost a holiday atmosphere, even with everyone so tired and with all the inconvenience for everyone. People that don't even know each other are offering to share their rooms. And in our area, we're not used to this kind of weather. And with people, you know, trying to accommodate one another is sure helping a lot.
Says Ms. Walter, it's like one big slumber party. In Florida, it's no party. Growers today will survey the freeze damage to citrus groves and tomato plants. It's feared that one quarter of the orange crop may have been ruined. And there are some predictions that fresh tomatoes may double in price as a result of weather damage. More when CBS News continues.
If you had one wish that could be granted as you grow older, what would it be? To sharpen your memory, have less trouble sleeping, a more satisfying sex life? Then you'll be glad to know that scientific progress in these and other areas is already bringing renewed happiness to some older people. And now these sometimes controversial but often hopeful findings are described in a 45-page report, yours free, as a new subscriber to Prevention, the nation's largest health magazine. This free report, called 10 Ways to Grow Healthier as You Grow Older, tells about several methods to help you fall asleep faster, about the simple substance doctors believe may improve memory, about the mineral that may add life to your sex life, and more. For your free report, try 12 monthly issues of Prevention, only $10.97. If it's not for you, cancel. Pay nothing and keep the first issue. Keep the special report, too. Send no money now. Just phone toll-free 1-800-331-1000. For Prevention and your free report, call 1-800-331-1000.
After an hour-long meeting with Egypt's President Mubarak in suburban Cairo today, Secretary of State Haig said they agreed to intensify and broaden the Palestinian autonomy talks with Israel. Both sides, the Auto Workers Union on the one and Ford and General Motors on the other, are optimistic about the contract talks that are underway in Detroit. We have a report from Rob Marr of station WWJ.
There are still further contract negotiations to go, but all observers say an interim contract with the auto industry's big two companies and the United Auto Workers Union is assured if rank and file go along. A decision to pass any cost savings along to the consumer without a wage reduction is a major breakthrough, especially since General Motors agreed to let a mutually acceptable certified public accountant verify the cost savings. UAW President Douglas Frazier puts it this way.
You remember the old battles, there's a couple of principles here that the UAW has been talking about for decades and were never taken seriously before, and that is a voice in the pricing of the product. And however you wish to look at it, a look-in or examination or an agreement to the principle of opening the books.
Meanwhile, Ford Motor Company continues to study the proposal, which it has just seen for the first time. Rob Marr for CBS News, Detroit.
Algerian troops are searching the Sahara Desert for British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher's son. 28-year-old Mark Thatcher and his co-driver, Charlotte Vernet of France, are missing in the Paris to Dakar road rally. They were last seen on Friday. More news in a minute.
I'm home.
Hi, honey. How was your physical exam?
Okay, I guess. But one thing is clear. I really have to quit smoking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really. And I've made the decision.
Great. But can you?
Darn right. I've done some investigating, and I bought these.
Bantron Smoking Deterrent Tablets.
If you really want to stop smoking, Bantron will help. It's the scientific formula that can help you break the nicotine habit.
You've already started with Bantron?
Right. I took one Bantron tablet after lunch today, and I feel like I'm on my way to quitting.
Great.
Bantron has a buffered formula that works fast, and it really helps ease your craving for nicotine.
Well, that's half the battle right there.
It sure is. I'm going to keep taking Bantron.
Mm-hmm.
One tablet after each meal.
Right.
That's my plan. But...
But what?
I feel like I've already had my last cigarette.
Oh, honey, if I had a bottle of champagne, I'd pop it open right now.
Bantron tablets have the most effective formula you can buy to make it easier to quit smoking. The more you want to stop, the more Bantron will help you stop. Bantron can help you break the cigarette habit. Available at supermarkets and drugstores. Use only as directed.
The price that businessman Robert Auguste wants for his house outside Perth, Australia, is nearly $1 million. But wait, he's willing to accept some of that in cash and some of it in candy bars. And sure enough, he has an offer from a man named Bob Roger. Two-thirds of the money down and the rest in candy. 1 million candy bars. Auguste says he's thinking over what may become the sweetest real estate deal ever. Charles Osgood, CBS News.
CBS News. Secretary of State Haig has met with Egypt's President Mubarak on spurring the stalled autonomy talks. Good morning, I'm Jay Jones, reporting on the CBS radio network. Haig and Mubarak met for about an hour at the Egyptian president's office in suburban Cairo, and afterward the secretary said he had a firm and clear commitment from Mubarak to intensify efforts to achieve progress on autonomy for Palestinians in occupied territory. Egypt's foreign minister, Kamal Hassan Ali, said there is no time limit on the talks, and he said the United States had agreed to play a more active role in the negotiations between Israel and Egypt. After more meetings, the Secretary of State will travel to Israel. More when CBS News continues.
To keep your car running better, smoother, longer, turn it over to Goodyear for a 12-month engine tune-up. The Goodyear Service Store will tune your engine now, and if your engine needs adjustment or parts replaced that were part of the original tune-up, Goodyear will fix it free. A 12-month engine tune-up now for just $42 for four-cylinder cars with electronic ignition, six and eight cylinders higher. Additional parts and services extra if needed. Add $8 for standard ignition.
Turn it over to
J.G., I'll get you that circuit overnight. Helen, send this by one of those expensive carriers.
But that costs around $20.
I have to look good.
Well, you can look good for a lot less with Express Mail Next Day Service from the post office.
The Express Mail 2-pound pack costs only $9.35, and we deliver 60,000 packages on time every day.
J.G. got my package and praised me for my frugality. Helen, what's frugality?
That means you look good for less, sir, with Express Mail.
Sponsored by your postal service.
France has ordered three of its military planes to join Algerian aircraft and ground parties in the search for the son of British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. 28-year-old Mark Thatcher is missing in the Sahara Desert, along with his co-driver in the Paris to Dakar auto rally, Charlotte Vernet of France, and an unidentified mechanic. Swift progress was made at the early contract talks that began in Detroit yesterday between the United Auto Workers Union and the big two car makers, Ford and General Motors. It was agreed that any concessions made by the union would be passed on to auto buyers. GM Board Chairman Roger Smith pledges dollar-for-dollar price cuts.
General Motors is prepared to respond to significant reductions in labor costs with equally significant reductions, beginning immediately, in the consumer prices of all new GM cars and trucks sold in the United States.
More bargaining is still necessary, and talks resume today. A Japanese electronics firm says it will appeal a ruling on home video tape recorders. Arlene Silver reports from Tokyo.
Sony officials say they won't accept the California court decision, which upheld a previous ruling that recording television programs is a copyright violation. Sony's managing director says the company will take the case to the Supreme Court. Sony contends that the ruling, which outlaws all home recording of TV programs, threatens American consumer rights. Japan monopolizes the home recorder market in the United States, and appealing the case to the Supreme Court means Sony and the other Japanese electronics firms won't have to stop exports to America. Last year, more than 2 million Japanese home videotape recorders went to the States, worth more than $100 million to the Japanese. Arlene Silver for CBS News, Tokyo.
Angered by a Japanese quarantine on fruit from California because of the medfly, a group of California farmers is planning to boycott goods from Japan. Les Hubbard of the Western Growers Association says there are a lot of Datsuns, Toyotas, and Sony televisions on California farms. In the frigid east and south, new storms are threatening to dump more snow. 133 deaths blamed on bitter winter weather nationwide. Florida is totaling up the crop damage from a hard freeze. Citrus fruit and tomatoes were ruined. California officials have identified seven people, among them a family of four, who may have been buried alive in the vast mudslide in the Santa Cruz area. They're presumed dead. More after this.
Sun is up, a new day's breaking. Can't wait for your eggs and bacon. Morning wouldn't be the same without your Maxwell House. Pour a cup, enjoy that flavor. Read the paper through. What a way to start the day now. Maxwell House and you. Get that good to the last cup. Feeling with Maxwell House. Only Maxwell House gives you good to the last cup. Feeling Maxwell House.
Maxwell House has a taste, a feeling that no other coffee can give you. Because Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
Get that good to the last drop. Feeling Maxwell House.
The White House apparently can't get straight who Congressman Norman Mineta is. He is the Deputy Assistant Democratic Whip, has represented the San Jose, California area for four terms, and he's of Japanese ancestry. The White House has just sent Mineta a photograph, allegedly of him and President Reagan. It was actually Hawaii's Senator Spark Matsunaga with Mr. Reagan. Back in the Carter administration, the White House failed to invite Mineta to a Japanese state dinner because officials thought he was Italian. Jay Jones, CBS News.